Eros Poetica. I got news yesterday from a friend of mine that all people against the war should send a bag of rice to George Bush, and on the bag we should write, "If your enemies are hungry, feed them." But to be perfectly clear, my enemies are not hungry. They are not standing in lines for food or stretching rations or waiting at the airports to claim the pieces of the bodies of their dead. My enemies ride jets to parties. They are not tied up in pens in Guantanamo Bay. They are not young children throwing rocks. My enemies eat meats and vegetables at tables in white houses where candles blaze, cast shadows of crosses and flowers. They wear ball gowns and suits and rings to talk of war in neat and folded languages that will not stain their formal dinner clothes or tousle their hair. They use words like casualties to speak of murder. They are not stripped down to skin and made to stand barefoot in the cold or hot. They do not lose their children to this war. They do not lose their houses and their streets. They do not come home to find their lamps broken. They do not ever come home to find their families murdered or disappeared or guns put at their faces. Their children are not made to walk a field of mines exploding. This is no wedding. This is no feast. I will not send George Bush rice, worked for rice, from my own kitchen, where it sits in a glass jar and I am transfixed by the thousands of beautiful pieces like a watcher at some homemade and dry aquarium of grains, while the radio calls out the local names of 2,000 U.S. soldiers counted dead since March. And we all know it. There will always be more than what's been counted. They will not say the names of an Iraqi family trying to pass a checkpoint in an old white van, a teenager caught out on some road after curfew. The radio will go on shouting the names, and I promise you, they will not call your name Hasna Ali Sabah, age 30, killed by a missile in Al-Basra, or you, Ibrahim Al-Yusuf, or the sons of Saeed Shaish on a farm outside of Baghdad, or Ibrahim, age 12. As if your blood were any less red, as if the skins that melted were any less skin, and the bones that broke were any less bone, as if your eradication were any less absolute, any less eradication from this earth where you were not a president or a military soldier. And you will not ever walk home again, or smell your mother's hair again, or shake the date palm tree, or smell the sea, or hear the people singing at your wedding, or become old, or dream, or breathe, or even pray, or whistle. And your tongue will be all gone or useless, and it will not ever say again or ask a question. You, who were birthed once and given milk, and given names that mean, "She is born at night, happy, favorite daughter, morning, heart, father of a multitude." Your name, I will have noticed on a list collected by an Iraqi census of the dead, because your name is the name of my own brother, because your name is the Tigrinya word for tomorrow, because all my life I've wanted a farm, because my students are 12, because I remember when my sisters were 12, and I will not have ever seen your eyes, and you will not have ever seen my eyes, or the eyes of the ones who dropped the missiles, or the eyes of the ones who ordered the missiles, and the missiles have no eyes, you had no chance, the way they fell on avenues and farms and clocks and school children, there was no place for you, and so you burned. A bag of rice will not bring you back, a poem cannot bring you, and although it is my promise here to try to open every one of my windows, I cannot imagine the intimacy with which a life leaves its body, even then, in detonation, when the skull is burst, and the body's country of indivisible organs flames into the everything, and even in that quick departure, as the life rushes on headlong or backwards, there must be some singing, as the hand waves, "Be well," to its other hand, "Goodbye." And the ear belongs to the field now, and we cannot separate the roof from the heart, from the trees that were there standing. And so it is when I say night, it is your name I am calling. When I say field, your thousand names, your million names.